And Eowyn did not go, though her brother sent word, begging her to come to the field of Cormallan. And Faramir wondered at this, but he saw her seldom, being busy with many matters, and she dwelt still in the houses of healing, and walked alone in the garden, and her face grew pale again, and it seemed that in all the city she only was ailing and sorrowful. And the warden of the houses was troubled, and he spoke to Faramir. Then Faramir came and sought her, and once more they stood on the walls together, and he said to her, "Eowyn, why do you tarry here, and do not go to the rejoicing in Cormallan beyond Caer Andros, where your brother awaits you?" And she said, "Do you not know?" But he answered, "Two reasons there may be, but which is true I do not know." And she said, "I do not wish to play at riddles. Speak plainer." "Then if you will have it so, lady," he said, "you do not go because only your brother called for you, and to look on the Lord Aragorn, Elendil's heir, in his triumph would now bring you no joy. Or because I do not go, and you desire still to be near me. And maybe, for both these reasons, and you yourself cannot choose between them. Eowyn, do you not love me, or will you not?" "I wished to be loved by another," she answered, "but I desire no man's pity." "That I know," he said. "You desired to have the love of the Lord Aragorn, because he was high and puissant, and you wished to have renown and glory, and to be lifted far above the mean things that crawl on the earth. And as a great captain may to a young soldier, he seemed to you admirable, for so he is, a lord among men, the greatest that now is. But when he gave you only understanding and pity, then you desired to have nothing unless a brave death in battle. Look at me, Eowyn." And Eowyn looked at Faramir long and steadily, and Faramir said, "Do not scorn pity that is the gift of a gentle heart, Eowyn. But I don't offer you my pity, for you are a lady high and valiant, and have yourself won renown that shall not be forgotten. And you are a lady beautiful, I deem, beyond even the words of the elven tongue to tell. And I love you. Once I pitied your sorrow. But now, were you sorrowless, without fear of any lack, were you the blissful queen of Gondor, still I would love you. Eowyn, do you not love me?" And the heart of Eowyn changed, or else at last she understood it, and suddenly her winter passed, and the sun shone on her.